How come you didn't like it, though?
Like what?
The post.
Because I verbally told you I liked it.
I want to see it. I hate that. I've told you when people, like, mention shit to me about a post or something, and it's like, but you didn't like it.
You didn't hit like.
So how am I supposed to acknowledge
But you? I did like it. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. I really liked it.
No,
but you didn't hit like.
Like it.
Psycho ass.
I am that chick.
Hit that like button. Can't I just like it with my heart?
I need to see it. All right, sister. So what's going on? How are you this week?
This week I made a bunch of fucking masks. Sold a few. And then people are saying they want to buy masks, but then they don't. And that bugs the shit out of me.
Welcome to sales.
Oh, yeah, I want 7 masks. Oh, you do? Okay. I give you a discounted rate because you're buying in bulk.
Venmo, PayPal, now.
And then you act like a dickhole and I don't hear from you ever again.
People are, listen.
I hate that shit.
That's why you got to get their money ASAP.
Well, like she did. She had my, my Cash App. But she didn't hit the send button.
So, honey, go ahead and hit that send button.
So I can put these in this envelope and send them to your ass in fucking Florida.
How many? You made 30?
I made like around 30. Because you got 4. I sent 4 to this guy in Bakersfield. No, 1 to this girl in Bakersfield. 3 to this guy in Modesto. So, like, you know, around 30, 32, something mm-hmm. like that. And then they're going on Facebook, like, the people are selling them for $3. Okay, well, you know what?
If you want a price match, stuff. I don't have time for this.
Okay, I had to buy this stuff. Like, a lot of people just had fabric laying around, and so they made masks. I had to actually go out and buy fabric.
I know.
So, had to, like, you know, try to recoup that cost of the fabric. And then everything was picked over, so I was just like, ugh. This one chick was in the Walmart buying up all the fabric. I was like, oh.
Hey, you hoarding ass bitch.
Because she was making masks for her friend. So I was like, whatever. So that's what happened. And then I was like, I'm just going to go back to my jewelry. Because I like doing that better anyway. So I made a couple of jewelry pieces. And then, well, mostly earrings. I need to find some bracelet patterns. And a lot of it has to do with weaving. And like weaving takes forever. And I need to work on my weave game. My wire weaving game. So I'll probably do that. I need to just get some cheap wire so that I can just practice weaving. But since all the fucking craft stores are closed, that's a whole nother thing. But that's basically how my week went. How was your week?
I don't know how my week was. What did I do this week?
Chickens, garden stuff?
I did all of that. Every day. It rained all week.
It did. It fucking rained all week. My freaking my bedroom had a massive leak.
Did you call your landlord?
Yeah, but they can't do anything until the rain stops. And mm-hmm. It stopped.
Get your asses over here right now and fix it. It rained all week. And so I would go outside like when there was like breaks in the rain. Because I have to be outside. I can't be in the house all the time, all day, stuck. And now it's raining, and it's just like, ugh, this is no fun. So, one morning, I was just outside with my umbrella pulling weeds. Because it was like, oh, the ground is so soft. These weeds are going to come up easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
You didn't use gloves?
Yeah, I wore gloves.
I saw dirt all over your hands.
Okay, well, when I did it that morning, I didn't have long gloves. But when I went back, I was like, put your gloves on. Other than that, yeah, just hanging out in the garden. Jamal and I worked on the chicken coop yesterday because we want to put the chickens outside because they're getting so big. And when we give them their freedom, they love running around and they don't like going back in their brooder. They're like, fuck you, let us out of here. And so they want
to start killing each other.
Little raptors. So I wanted to get them out there today so when we were in the backyard doing the Easter egg hunt, the chickens would be out there, and I thought it would be super cute. But I went by Carl's Hardware today, and they're closed.
Because it's Easter.
So that makes sense. Happy day after two, whatever.
Two days after Easter.
And so I needed to get some supplies.
You went there today?
Yeah, this morning. We need a hinge and a lock and some straw.
For the inside of the...
Yeah, so a hinge for like this little door that's inside of the coop. And then a lock for the door outside of the coop. And then straw for their nesting beds.
Do they have, like, did you make beds for them yet? Or no?
I made boxes. Nesting boxes. I guess they're called nesting cardboard? Boxes. Yep. It's temporary.
I feel like... Don't chickens eat cardboard or something?
They eat everything.
Like, I feel like they would be eating the
cardboard. They'll peck at it. They'll peck at it for sure. That's, again, it's temporary until I can find, like, a more permanent fixture of some sort. If
get those crates that they have at, like, the craft stores and stuff.
I've seen
even them. Even though they're closed. Like, but you can order online.
The milk crates. I see them. They use the milk crates. And then I've seen this one type of nesting box that you actually drill to the wall and the chicken can, like, fly up into it and lay their eggs. It's just a safe place for them to lay their eggs. That's it. That's all they do in there is lay their eggs. So they're not going to be laying any eggs anytime soon because there'll be 8 weeks next week.
Damn, that's it. I feel like you've had them things forever.
It's been 2 months.
I feel like them chickens are like a year old already.
But other than that, I mean, my week was cool. We're getting through the homeschooling and...
Yeah, Gracie's work is like easy. Like she can just... Hers is like, okay,
do... But she wants to do it, though.
Play a game.
She likes to do her work. Kendall doesn't like to do her homework.
And draw. That's basically
it. She doesn't want to do anything.
And I read her, like, a literally, like, a 4-page, 2-sentence little paper book.
Listen, obviously, she's not even in kindergarten yet. She's in TK. Yeah. And Kendall's in 5th grade. And she's just not motivated to do her work. I don't understand why she isn't. She just doesn't want to do it. I was like, why didn't you do this page? It's super easy. I don't know. Like, just get it finished.
I remember when I had chicken pox. And the teacher sent home a packet.
You were like in 3rd grade.
I remember this because I tried to flush a math page down the toilet.
I'm telling you, mom.
And we were at Grandma's house, Grandma Rose, in L.A. And we were on the porch trying to do this math. And I was like, I didn't know. Like, I did not know how to do this math. And I literally, like, grabbed one of the pages and ripped it off the packet and tried to flush it down the toilet.
You're a savage.
Like, I was trying to get rid of this homework. I don't know, you know, what my thought process
well,
was.
Well, maybe that's like where your niece gets it from.
But she gets it from me not wanting to do math.
Yep. Pretty much.
Like, I did all the other stuff, but the math was hard. And I was like, I can't. And it was like bubbles. Like, you had to fill in the right answer with the bubbles. Like, it wasn't even like the ones where you, like, work out the problems. It was bubbles. Multiple it was choice. Like multiple choice. I remember this.
You cheating ass cheater.
Because we had those workbooks where you would tear the page out, remember? And it was all colorful and shit. Remember those workbooks?
No.
Oh, well, I remember.
I've dumped that information, like...
And Grandma was like, this is easy. I was like, no, it's not! And I had chicken pox, for God's sake. So, you know, I didn't want to do no work anyway. I hope you get chicken pox! Freaking Dolores.
And then I did get chicken pox.
No, you wanted chicken pox, weirdo.
I did. All right, let's get into it before our children come and ruin all the fun. So, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast. Okay, so, hey, y'all. How y'all doing out there? Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the support. Thanks for everything. We really appreciate you. Oh, I know what happened last week.
Now you remember.
We made it onto the U.S. Top 100 for True Crime Podcasts.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. We hit 72. So thank you all. Leave a review. If you're listening and you're enjoying, please leave us a review. It helps so much.
Yeah.
And yeah. Brandy, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the king of the idiots today.
The king of the idiots.
He's the king. He's the king of the fucking idiots. This guy is responsible for the anti-vaxxer movement. And if you're an anti-vaxxer, I'm going to be talking mad shit about you, so you might want to turn this off. Or you can keep listening and maybe get some knowledge.
Ooh.
But we're talking about Andrew Wakefield, or former doctor Andrew Wakefield.
You know who I thought about for a second? When you said who you're going to do? Andrew Cunanan?
No.
That's what I thought
about. The guy that killed Johnny Versace?
Yes. No. Yes, I thought about him for like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's not him.
Not him at all. Andrew Wakefield, who was a British physician, who basically is responsible for the anti-vaxxer movement. And Jenny McCarthy and her ridiculousness. I like her, but she's stupid. So... Okay, so...
I like her, but she's stupid.
Like, I like her, you know, like, I am entertained by her. Okay. But her, like, she's not a doctor, she's not a scientist, she has no medical background, she doesn't have a college degree, she's not an intelligent person when it comes to science.
Okay.
Or medicine.
She's not the most informed person.
Not informed at all.
Okay.
She's misinformed, and that's the problem.
You gotta get...
But I love her husband. So,
but I love your husband.
I love her husband. I got to touch his abs. Andrew Jeremy Wakefield. He was born in 1957, to a father who was a neurologist. We need separate mics, guys. Go to Patreon and subscribe.
Oh my goodness. I am so sorry. We got a new patron last week. Mm-hmm. And so can I give a shout out to Monty? Monty, welcome to the bottomless mimosa tier, baby. And let's toast him, please. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for your support, Monty. We will make you proud. And if you guys want to join Monty, visit us at www.patreon.com/bookoflies podcast.
There's another W in there, by the way.
My bad. Go ahead, Brandy.
Okay, so anyway. So, okay, Andrew Wakefield. He was born to a neurologist and a general practitioner. Both of his parents are doctors.
So why is he such an asshole? We'll figure it out. Okay.
He studied medicine at St. Mary's Hospital Medical School, which is now called Imperial College School of Medicine. And then he became a fellow of Royal College of Surgeons, of the Royal College of Surgeons, in 1985. He became a doctor in 1981. Mm-hmm. That's when he got his, like, he graduated and got his medical license or whatever. Somehow he worked at the University of Toronto from 1986 to 1989, where he was a part of a team that studied tissue rejection problems.
Tissue rejection problems.
With small intestine transplantations. So people who got small intestine transplants, I had no idea that was even a thing. But apparently you can get a small intestine transplant, but they were using animal models. At some point, Crohn's disease is a
autoimmune disease, right?
It's a condition that affects the small intestine. Basically, like, it causes, you know, abdominal pain, diarrhea, all kinds of
You get that from ticks, right? Crohn's disease?
You get Lyme disease.
Lyme disease. Ticks.
Yeah.
But does Lyme disease turn into Crohn's disease? Or?
No, Lyme disease is a neurological disease.
Okay.
Crohn's disease is an intestinal issue.
Okay.
He went back to the UK to work on the liver transplant program at the Royal Free Hospital in London. But somehow, I don't understand where like, this whole thing, like, crossed. He developed some sort of opinion that the measles virus, might cause Crohn's disease. Hmm. And the MMR vaccine being basically, you know, being a little tiny, tiny microscopic bit of...
measles and rubella.
The measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, because it has the measles virus in it, might cause Crohn's disease as well.
The vaccination for it.
Uh-huh. The measles virus. Mm-hmm. Because the
vaccination has a little bit.
A little tiny bit of the virus in it. So that also might cause Crohn's disease. So he started doing research into this, and he basically failed. He wrote a paper in The Lancet. The Lancet is a medical journal. It's a peer-reviewed medical journal. Mm-hmm. So people who want to get their, who want to have studies funded, who basically want to make a name for themselves or maybe help, you know, the greater world, community, whatever. They publish in The Lancet, and then those their publications are peer-reviewed by other doctors and scientists and whatnot. Well, he wrote this paper in The Lancet proposing that there was a link between measles and Crohn's. The research into his paper basically was like, no, that's not a thing. And they were like, okay, this doesn't happen. Neither one of these things, the measles virus and the MMR vaccine, they don't cause Crohn's, okay? Move on. So, he, you know. Move! So, he continues to practice medicine, and he is an internal medicine specialist. He's a gastroenterologist, basically. While he's doing his research into Crohn's in 1995, a woman approaches him by the name of Rosemary Kesick. Her son, he has autism. But she came to him because he had bowel issues while also having autism. She was the head of a group, a local group they call themselves the allergy-induced autism. Basically like, our kids, they have autism and we think it's because of their allergies. Whatever. They're, it's just some like mom and pop group who have a bunch of kids who have autism. So in 96, he starts to accuse the MMR vaccine of causing autism.
It's like, why you gotta...
He's attacking the MMR vaccine. This is his, like, for some reason, he's got some issue with MMR.
Okay.
Meanwhile, nobody's getting the measles anymore because we have this vaccine. Nobody's getting the mumps anymore because we have this vaccine.
Right.
Nobody's getting rubella anymore because we have this vaccine.
Right.
Third world countries don't have this vaccine.
Right.
But they're getting all these fucking diseases. Okay.
And he's in the UK when all this is going on.
He's in the UK, yeah. He starts doing a study on the MMR vaccine and its correlation to autism. And its relation or causation of autism. He starts to do his study. And at the time, he was also a teacher, a lecturer, and an honorary consultant in an experimental gastroenterology at the Royal Free Hospital School of Medicine from 2008. I guess it's shortened to UCL Medicine School. He resigned in 2001 by mutual agreement and was made a fellow of the Royal College of Pathologists. Then he moved to the U.S. in 2001.
Oh, hell no.
Other accounts say he moved to the U.S. in 2004, but it was either 2001 or 2004. He wrote a paper in 1998. This paper was a study. It was him and there were 10 other researchers. It was 12 in total, so 11 other researchers that were involved in this paper. The paper basically, on February 28th, 1998, Wakefield was the lead author of a study of 12 children with autism. It was published in The Lancet, again, the peer-reviewed journal, and it proposed that a new syndrome called autistic enterocolitis, and it raised the possibility of a link between this form of bowel disease and autism and the MMR vaccine. So this autistic enterocolitis, which is basically a condition that he says is caused by, or that this is a condition, is a colitis condition that people with autism have, and it's caused by the MMR vaccine.
I think this guy, Andrew Wakefield, I think people have taken his work. Because remember when we got tipped off to that story of a guy who was doing, like, fecal transplants for people with autism in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is walking the line of that.
Well, okay, so...
It's not the same, but,
Yeah. The study that he did, it was fake. It was completely fraudulent.
Oh, he didn't do anything.
He did some shit.
Okay.
But everything he did was fucking wrong.
Okay.
So, this is what he did. When you're doing a study, okay, if you're doing a medical study, you have to have a large sample.
More than 12.
Yes. Because you have to have, a sample, like a representative sample of...
And a control, right?
And a control. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have a control group. He had these 12 children, because they're children, who were exhibiting autism symptoms. Okay. So, number one, his sample size was too small. Number two, he did not have a control.
Right.
So, God, this is so stupid. Like, when I was reading this, I was just like, I was getting infuriated. I was getting infuriated because he basically abused these kids. He mistreated a bunch of kids that had autism. Because he's a fucking asshole. The authors noted that the parents of 8 of these 12 children linked that their, what were described as behavioral symptoms with the MMR vaccine. So basically 8 people, 8 of the parents, or 8, I'm sorry, the parents of 8 children were like, oh my gosh, they started having symptoms a couple of days after they got the vaccine. And the rest of them, what is it, 4. The other 4 were like, no, it started happening months after they had the vaccine.
Okay.
So he omitted, when he started, you know, doing his paper, he omitted the other 4 cases and basically said that these 8 people were saying that their kids were started exhibiting symptoms after a couple of days of getting the MMR, but he excluded the other 4. So basically that it raised the quote unquote likelihood of these children having or their autism symptoms being caused by the MMR vaccine. Mm-hmm. Number one, he didn't include all of the data. Mm-hmm. And then he falsified data. Did you smash your finger or something? Or is that just fingernail polish?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's fingernail polish.
Oh.
I couldn't. So I only have non-acetone fingernail polish remover. I don't even know why they make that stuff because this shit can't come off. It won't come off.
What kind of fingernail polish is that?
Some cheap nail polish that I bought Kendall, but I did put a top coat on top of it, and I can't get any of the polish off.
Well, non-acetone is for acrylic nails, and you don't have acrylic nails, so I don't know how you would have bought that.
Because I thought all nail polish was the same. All nail polish remover was the same.
It's not. You can just buy pure acetone at Walmart.
I had 2 bottles, and I don't know, and I was, like, mixing it together. I don't know where the fuck. Whatever. Who cares?
Okay, so so basically, he reported that the onset of the symptoms began, you know, within 2 weeks of the vaccination. That's, and in his paper, that's what he had put. But the possible triggers were reported as the MMR in these cases, these 8 cases, and he was trying to say that measles, because one kid apparently, I don't know, had gotten measles or maybe not. It doesn't specify here. Measles caused one kid to get the freaking, to develop autism symptoms. I'm not going to say autism. I'm going to say autism symptoms.
Okay.
So the paper, you know, people were like, what? You know, he published this in 1998. So immediately people were like, you know, he got a lot of attention because of what the paper said. And this happened in the UK, and apparently the UK's Medical Research Council immediately, like, called a special panel, and they were like, we need to fucking, like, look into this.
Okay.
Mind you, this, he wrote this paper in 98.
Right.
The whole, like, this whole story unfolded. It took years and years and years to unfold, because it wasn't until an American reporter who worked for the New York Times dug into this and was like,
this is bullshit.
This is all crap. So in 2005, there was a study done in Japan, and it found that there was no causal relationship between the MMR vaccine and autism in groups of children given the MMR vaccine and children who received individual measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. So they can get the MMR, the one shot, or they can get 3 shots that the measles, then the mumps, and then the rubella. They can get the 3 shots, or they can get the 1 fucking shot.
I'll take the 1, please.
In Japan, the MMR vaccine had been replaced with individual vaccinations in 1993. So they just do, you know, 3 shots. So the paper had said that there was no causal connection. I mean, the paper said that no causal connection had been proven before it was published. But Wakefield made statements at a press conference and in a video news release issued by the hospital calling for the suspension of the MMR vaccine until more research can be done.
He's asking for a suspension of the vaccine?
Yeah. Of the MMR vaccine.
Who does he think he is?
He's an idiot.
But like your work, your research, it's garbage. It's not even, anyway, go ahead.
His request for the suspension basically was later criticized as science by press conference. So they were like, oh yeah, you're calling a press conference to try to basically make a declaration that MMR, nobody should get the MMR vaccine right now because you haven't done enough research into it. Meanwhile, this vaccine has been given for years and years, right. And nobody's getting fucking measles, mumps, or rubella anymore. Right. And you are basically risking the lives of people, of children, right now, because you're fucking stupid. And you have an agenda.
Well, I also think, thing is, when these kids get that particular vaccination at the age that they do, that's usually when the autism comes in anyway. I think it's just a correlation. It's not, hey, this vaccine gave my kid this. It's that's the time in their life when
okay, I'm going to use Temple Grandin as an example.
Who's Temple Grandin?
She basically was the reason. She is a pioneer. Yeah, there's a movie about her. She was a pioneer in the cattle ranching. In dairy farms. The way that dairy farms operate right now was basically because of her. She is an autistic person. Mm-hmm. Or she's a person with autism. She is an adult. She was born in the 50s or the 40s. I don't know how old she is. But she's an adult with autism. She was born before the MMR vaccine. Mm-hmm. And she has autism. And she couldn't have gotten it from the MMR vaccine. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people in the world, adults older than us, mm-hmm. have autism. Older than us, they didn't have the MMR vaccine back then. It's just something that happens, a neurological condition. It's a different way of processing information. Mm-hmm. There are mild cases and there are extreme cases. And then there's Asperger's, which some people can believe should not be included with autism. And then there's people that who believe that it is a form of autism. So there's all these different opinions and thoughts and, communities who have their own opinions about what autism is. But it's a spectrum condition. So when people are like, oh, I'm on the spectrum. You're probably not on the spectrum. Elon Musk is probably on the spectrum. But again, there's people my friend Shantae, she's like, I have OCD. She's never been diagnosed with OCD, but she's a clean freak. So that we just say you have OCD, but she probably does not have actual OCD. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole thing about where people are like, oh, I have these type of behaviors, so I must be on the spectrum. Or maybe you're just an asshole. Because there's people, people who have Asperger's, they don't pick up on social cues. They're kind of socially awkward. There's that. But then there's people that are just assholes.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's, you cannot lump yourself into this category, into being on the spectrum just because you choose to act a certain way. Because there's a difference between choosing to be a dick and then actually not understanding how people are reacting to you and you not being able to process that information the way an average person would.
Okay.
So, these people are noting behavioral issues in their children. You know, and then people are all constantly, children who are functional, who have autism, are constantly being tested. Mm-hmm. By medical professionals. So there's also that. According to BBC News, it was the press conference where he called for the suspension of the MMR vaccine. People were like, we need to do what he's saying. The public were like, oh, we can't get our kids vaccinated anymore. No. He is the reason that people stopped vaccinating their children. He scared the shit out of people at the fucking press conference.
Oh, gosh.
And parents decided to take it upon themselves to try to be pseudoscientists. This man is a pseudoscientist as well. And decided, we're not going to vaccinate our kids. So now your kids are infecting other kids with cooties because you're stupid and you listen to an asshole.
Asshole!
Hi, I'm Cody.
And I'm Christian.
And we're Nerds with Friends.
Not just two nerds who have some friends.
No, we're your hosts for the podcast, Nerds with Friends.
We cover any topic that people can nerd out over, from TV, movies, and comics
to conventions, tabletop RPGs, and much more.
Nerds with Friends comes out every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher.
And of course, on our website, nerdswithfriendspodcast.com.
Join us every week as we confess our nerdy confessions and talk about the latest in nerdy news.
And remember, you're not alone. You're with friends. This is Nerds with Friends. Thank you for listening. Now back to the show.
He told journalists that it was a moral issue and he could no longer support the continued use of the 3-in-1 jab for measles, mumps, and rubella. Urgent further research is needed to determine whether MMR may give rise to this complication in a small number of people. Small number of people. What is that number? What is the number? You researched 12 children. Of those 12 children, all of them exhibited symptoms. They came to you already exhibiting symptoms
right. Before
you actually, you know, before anything, they already had symptoms. So what are you talking about? You can't take a rotten plum and test it for bacteria because it's already rotten and it already has bacteria in it. You need to get a plum off the freaking tree and put it in with a bunch of other plums off the tree and see which ones go bad and which ones don't. You can't just say, well, this one was bad and it was caused by this. How do you know that? You are not doing science.
Prove it.
You're not doing science.
This isn't science.
It's not.
Your science sucks.
He's like, urgent further research is needed to determine whether MMR may give rise to this complication in a small number of people. And then he said, if you give three viruses together, three live viruses, then you potentially increase the risk of an adverse event occurring, particularly when one of those viruses, and he's talking about measles in particular, mm-hmm. When one of those viruses influences the immune system in the way that measles does. He suggested that parents should opt for the single vaccinations against the measles, mumps, and rubella, and then separate it by gaps of a year. So get a year, get one year, one the next year, instead of the three. Meanwhile, nobody wants to take their child to the doctor
Listen. That
many times and get a shot.
I hated having to go through Bren's vaccinations. I would make Jamal take her, and Jamal hated me for it because Bren Lee, that's probably why she's mad at him now to this day. Because they would give her like 3 or 4 shots.
Mm-hmm. They would do the MMR, and then they would do the pertussis, and then they would do...
I don't even think she's had that one yet, but they would do like the
no, head. She has. She's had the pertussis. Gracie's due. Now she's overdue because they're supposed to do it like right around their fifth, mm-hmm. after their fifth birthday. She's due for her chicken pox, her varicella vaccination.
Chicken pox!
I haven't taken her yet. Mm. And she's like, am I going to get a shot? Like, that's her main concern when going to the doctor is, am I going to get a shot? And she's 5 now, so she's like, not dumb. She's like, I see you. You got a needle there. What is that? Where's that going?
In your arm.
So, you know. He had an interview on 60 Minutes in November of 2000, and he fucking repeated those goddamn claims again for the United States audience to see. And in the United States, that's when the idiots came out of the fucking woodwork.
Well, you know, we believe people with an accent. You know, he was just probably talking all kinds of stuff and...
I don't believe you if you have an accent, because you're probably even dumber than I thought you were. Like,
ooh, don't you disrespect our listeners with accents.
Listen... If you have an accent, I don't have a bias against you or for you either way. Say something that makes sense. That's all. If you start saying shit to me that doesn't make any fucking sense, then I'm going to think you're an idiot.
Bunch of gobbledygook.
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 If you start saying to me, well, the earth is flat. Because science. I'm going to punch you in the nose because you're a fucking moron and I don't give a shit what your accent is. So yeah, in November 2000, he said the same fucking bullshit to the U.S. audience. And he provided a new focus for the nascent anti-vaccine movement in the U.S. And the nascent anti-vaccine movement, basically. Vaccination movement is a bunch of, you know, it was a bunch of people that, like, they were quiet. Like, we didn't know they existed until he came about. Then it was like, oh, they got real loud. They were primarily concerned about thiomersal in the vaccine. So they weren't against vaccine. They were against the thiomersal or the thiomersal, however you want to pronounce it, in vaccines, which is a chemical in the vaccine.
Okay.
In 2001, in December of 2001, he resigned from the Royal Free Hospital saying, I have been asked to go because my research results are unpopular. And this, again, was a medical school. And they said that he left by a mutual agreement. In February 2012, he stated, what precipitated this crisis was the removal of a single vaccine, the removal of choice, and that is what caused the furor. Because the doctors, the gurus, are treating the public as though they're some kind of moronic mass who cannot make an informed decision for themselves. So this is what actually fucking happened. He continued conducting clinical research in the U.S. after leaving that hospital. And then he joined a controversial fucking researcher by the name of Jeff Bradstreet at a place at an organization called the International Child Development Resource Center to do further studies on the possible relationship. And again, possible relationship between the MMR vaccine and autism. In 2004, he started work at the Thoughtful House Research Center in Austin, Texas. Wakefield served as executive director of Thoughtful House until February 2010, when he resigned in the wake of findings against him by the British General Medical Council. So, in February 2004, the controversy resurfaced when he was accused of a conflict of interest. Journalist Brian Deer, who wrote for the Sunday Times, I thought it was the New York Times, he wrote in the Sunday Times, that some of the parents of these 12 children in the study were recruited via a UK lawyer who was preparing a lawsuit against the MMR manufacturers.
Okay. Here we go.
And the Royal Free Hospital received £55,000 from the UK's Legal Aid Board, which is now called the Legal Services Commission, to pay for the research. Before that, in October of 2003, the board had cut off public funding for the litigation against MMR manufacturers. Following an investigation of the allegations in the Sunday Times by the UK General Medical Council, Wakefield was charged with serious professional misconduct, including dishonesty.
Lies!
In 2006, did he win a Pulitzer for this? Because this is some fucking serious goddamn reporting. He wrote, Dear, in the Sunday Times, he wrote that in addition to the money that they gave the Free Royal Hospital, the lawyers responsible for the MMR lawsuit had paid Wakefield personally more than £400, 400,000 pounds, I'm sorry.
That's still a lot.
Which he didn't disclose.
Ugh.
24 hours before the 2004 Sunday Times report by Dear, the Lancet's editor, Richard Horton, responded to the investigation in a public statement describing Wakefield's research as fatally flawed, and said he believed the paper would have been rejected as biased if the peer reviewers had been aware of Wakefield's conflict of interest.
That's an extreme conflict of interest.
10 of the 12 co-authors of the paper, because there was 12.
Yeah.
10 of them later retracted, they published a retraction of an interpretation. The section of the paper retracted read as follows. Interpretation. We identified associated gastrointestinal disease and developmental regression in a group of previously normal children, which was generally associated in time with possible environmental triggers. The retraction said, we wish to make it clear that in this paper no causal link was established between the vaccine and autism, as the data were insufficient. However, the possibility of such a link was raised, and consequent events have had major implications for public health. In view of this, we consider now is the appropriate time that we should together formally retract the interpretation placed upon these findings in the paper. A couple of other researchers who published in the Indian Journal of Psychiatry did a study on Andrew Wakefield. On this particular incident with Andrew Wakefield. And they recounted the actual events here. So, okay. they say, in 1998, Andrew Wakefield and 12 of his colleagues published a case series in The Lancet, which suggested that measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine may predispose to behavioral regression and pervasive developmental disorder in children. Despite the small sample size, which was fucking 12, the uncontrolled design and the speculative nature of the conclusions, the paper received wide publicity, and the MMR vaccination rates began to drop because parents were concerned about the risk of autism after vaccination.
Was this the only person that did research on this?
Yes. He's the only person, because nobody else, everybody else already knows that this is not an issue.
Right.
He is the one who, for some reason, has an issue with measles and the MMR freaking vaccination.
Okay.
For some reason. Maybe.
He got paid. That's it. That was it. There was a lawsuit. He got paid. He took a stance, and it was bullshit.
But he was fucking around with the MMR vaccination before. I don't know if he was being paid before, and he was trying to link it to Crohn's disease, but then... Because adults are the ones who typically show symptoms of Crohn's disease. There are children who are diagnosed with Crohn's disease, but generally it's adults who are diagnosed with Crohn's disease. In this case, children are diagnosed with autism. Mm. If you're diagnosed later in life with autism as an adult, then everybody in your life has failed you so far. So... I think it's...
Everybody in your life has failed you.
Everybody, yes. Your parents have failed you. All the medical doctors have failed you in your life so far. Because you should not be an adult being diagnosed with freaking... with autism.
Right.
So I think, you know, this lady... And this lady came to him because her son had bowel issues.
Right.
As well as autism symptoms. So she was like, I think my son got it from the MMR.
I'm sure you did, bitch.
And then he ran with that. And then there was already a, you know, some legal team that was already trying to go after the MMR vaccination, just like they're trying to go after talc, just like they're trying to go after freaking Roundup, just like they're trying to, you know, they find a freaking scapegoat and then they go after that. I'm not saying that, you know, talc didn't cause issues or that Roundup didn't cause issues, but I'm just saying, you find something, you cling to that, people start to believe you, and then you get paid because people are now starting to file lawsuits, and you get a part of their winnings. You're getting rich off of these people's illnesses.
Right.
So immediately after that, epidemiological studies were conducted and published refuting the posited link between MMR vaccination and autism. The logic that the MMR vaccine may trigger autism was also questioned by a temporal link between the two is almost predestined. So basically, both events by design, MMR and the definition of autism, occur in early childhood, as you were saying.
Right.
So yes, I'm 2 years old, I get the MMR. I'm 2 years old, I start to develop these symptoms of possibly having a behavioral disorder or having autism. Because that could also be ADHD.
Girl, because I think Kendall has ADHD for sure.
But again, it depends on what they are. Because a lot of it, you know, like when your kids are too, you know, toddler age, they tell you, like, children that don't make eye contact, children that don't smile, children that... You know, that so
are nonverbal.
Nonverbal by the age of whatever, blah blah blah.
Right. Listen here, Brinley will stare you down until you soul with her eyes.
But she's not nonverbal.
She's verbal.
She's just angry.
She's just angry.
She has anger management problems.
She really does. She gets so frustrated. I was talking to Mom about it the other day. I was just like, it's the technology and all the stuff that she has access to. Like the phones and the YouTube and the videos. She has too many options. When commercials pop up on YouTube, she gets pissed and wants to burn the house down. And like when she can't skip it, when it's like wait until your shit will begin when it's... She's pissed.
Yeah. That sucks.
And I think we've...
They're spoiled. Kids nowadays are fucking spoiled.
They're spoiled and they have too many options to, like, their little brain just can't take it.
I think, I think our kids are evolving. Like, our offspring, like, the Gen Zers, Is that what our children are?
Yeah, like Giovanni is, he's a millennial. Gracie's a Gen Zer. Or maybe she's something else, because who knows what Gen Z will be. What generation she'll be when she's a teenager. But right, the Gen Zers are like the kids that were born from like 2010 and up, or 2002.
Let's just call Kendall a Gen Zer.
Kendall is a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
But Giovanni's a millennial because he was born in 2002. I think it's 2005. Okay. So 2005 and up are Gen Zers.
Okay.
Anyway.
You said they're evolving.
They've evolved. Like they have the capacity, the mental capacity to process these things. Back when we were kids, that shit wasn't like available. We still have to learn how. Gracie knows how to do shit that I'm like, why do you know how to do that?
Like what?
She turns on her tablet. Like she knows. She started downloading games. I was like, why do you know how to download a fucking game? I had to like put a password lock on my freaking thing because now she's five. She shouldn't know how to download stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Kendall had a tablet when she was playing on my tablet when she was, like, 2 and 3.
Was she downloading things?
She does it on your iPad?
She does it on her tablet. And she, it's not...
On the Google one. I mean, on the
Android.
Amazon one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does Kendall. I see the Kendall's email.
10.
I'm like, she downloaded TikTok on the Fire thing, the Fire tablet, because she recently plugged it back up so Bren can play with it.
Oh,
right. And so I was just like, you're supposed to let your sister play with
that. But Gracie knows how to do, like, she's five. She knows how to work TikTok. She knows how to make TikToks. The only reason that she doesn't post them is because she doesn't have an account. So she can actually go in, watch a video, create a duet with somebody, do a TikTok.
Too much.
But then she has to exit out of it because she can't post it. But then she's like, can I have a TikTok account? So she can post TikTok videos. And I'm like, no, that's not happening. Child predators, no thank you. They are shopping for children on TikTok.
Well, she's 5 and a half. What, she'll be 6 in October?
Human trafficking.
Oh, I get that. I'm just saying, you're right. These children are evolving.
They're different. I'm like, how you do this shit? And she's like, oh, here. I'm like,
how you do this shit?
Like, excuse me?
How you do this shit?
I'm the mom. Anyway, so I'm serious. I feel like they have an evolutionary, like their brains are changing. Like our brain, I think our brain makeup is different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. They got an extra something up in there.
They have like a thing that like some synapses firing. That are just like, they're making connections and they're.
Because it's available to them in their time. We had to learn this stuff.
Yeah.
Then they're born into it, and that's why I feel really bad that I've allowed my almost 3-year-old to use technology because she gets pissed. But she likes to watch her stuff on YouTube, specifically on my phone or Jamal's phone,
mm-hmm.
so she can skip through the things and choose what she wants. I'm like, let's just watch it on TV, and she's like, no. I want your phone. I want mama phone. Got that phone. Like, girl, you don't get out of here with that. Want to watch Cocomelon on mama phone. Why?
She doesn't want to watch it on the TV.
She doesn't want to watch
it. She wants a small screen instead of a big screen.
So she can control, like, so she can swipe and up and down and do all kinds of silly. She'd be watching the weirdest stuff. It's not even in English.
Mm.
She watches stuff in Spanish. She watches stuff in Japanese. Stuff
oh, and man, like, she's learning language.
I'm hoping maybe she is, but and it's just a bunch of people just doing Baby Shark like videos of some sort with the Baby Shark music in the background in different languages.
They probably ain't even saying Baby Shark.
They're probably saying,
"Kill your mom, do 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 do,
girl." Continue.
They're brainwashing our babies.
Continue.
Okay. Anyway, so, But, okay, so both events, they occur in early childhood, so the correlation is, it's a faulty, you know, correlation. So then, the Lancet, you know, published, these 10 of these 12 authors published their retraction in the paper, and it says that no causal link was established, blah, 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 and then the Lancet admitted that Wakefield and
the other researchers had failed to disclose the financial interests that they had. Because the lawyers gave his ass money to get, you know, these patients involved. And they, again, they were like, oh, well, you know, they exonerated him, basically, and his colleagues from the charges of ethical violations and scientific misconduct, The Lancet did. Then The Lancet completely retracted his paper in February of 2010. Mind you, this is 12 years after the fucking paper was published. It's been out
there too long and people have access to it for way too long.
And they admitted that several elements in the paper were incorrect, contrary to the findings of the earlier investigation. And that Wakefield was found guilty of ethical violations because by then he had already been asked to... Basically, they were like, we're taking your fucking medical license. You are not practicing medicine anymore in fucking the UK. Get the fuck out of here.
You can't sit with us.
And you can't sit with us. You can't sit with them. You can't sit with over... Medicine? No. So he was found guilty of ethical violations because they had conducted invasive investigations on the children without obtaining the necessary ethical clearances.
Like what?
He basically, like, was doing, like, medical tests on these kids without their parents' fucking consent. This was, like, he was abusing these little kids who couldn't freaking speak up for themselves, whose parents were dumb enough to freaking believe their idiocy and didn't stand up for their children. Didn't have the consent. Didn't say, you know what, I'm coming with you. What are you going to do to my kid? You know, just a bunch of stuff. And they were also guilty of scientific misrepresentation because they reported that their sampling was consecutive when, in fact, it was selective. Consecutive meaning that they were testing these kids, you know, they were testing people who exhibited symptoms and who didn't exhibit symptoms, but they were only, they selected these 12 people and it was a selective sample. The Lancet published this tiny little retraction. Anonymous paragraph in the journal on behalf of the editors. And then, finally, it was revealed that fucking Andrew was guilty of deliberate fraud because he picked and chose the data that suited his case and falsified facts. The British Medical Journal published a series of articles on the exposure of the fraud, which appears to have taken place for financial gain. And it is a matter of... why are we listening to Fleetwood Mac right now?
I didn't mean to do that. I was on...
Close it! Turn it off! A matter of concern that the expose was a result of journalistic investigation rather than academic vigilance... followed by the institution of corrective measures. Basically, the only reason that he fucking was found out was because a journalist took it upon himself to say, you know what? Something is fishy.
It's fishy as fuck.
The academic, the scientists, researchers, the medical community, nobody fucking turned a goddamn fucking eye toward this and was like, this sounds weird. This is fishy. Nobody has ever said anything about this until now. We've been using this vaccine since so-and-so, but a journalist was like, nah, I don't think so. And he decided to go in and fucking figure this shit
out. That's why you were like, this motherfucker should have got a Pulitzer.
I hope he did get a Pulitzer, because Pulitzer, as some people say. Tell me a lie. Listen.
I put it on our story.
We could put some Fleetwood Mac on there.
Listen, I put it on our story, so if you guys are listening to it now, you've missed it. But check out our stories on Sundays, because I'm always posting when we record.
Okay, so, anyway. So, Andrew Wakefield sued a television channel.
Why? For slander?
In November of 2004, Channel 4... I don't know what Channel 4 they're talking about because it's not in California, broadcasted a one-hour dispatches investigation by reporter Brian Deer, the man who basically
outed his bullshit.
Brian Deere, The Sunday Times writer.
From the Sunday Times, yeah. So, Brian Deere, the Toronto Star, which is a Canadian newspaper, said that Deere had produced documentary evidence that Wakefield applied for a patent on a single-jab measles vaccine before his campaign against the MMR vaccine. So this raising questions about his motives. So basically, he patented a freaking measles vaccine, and then he was like, I'm going after the MMR because I want people to use my vaccine. I make the money. MMR's out.
He's an asshole. What an asshole.
In addition to Wakefield's unpublished initial patent submission, Deere released a copy of the published patent application, which is public fucking knowledge. Like, yeah. It's that.
But it's like you have to look for it.
It's though. Yes, but it's a public document.
Right.
And an investigative journalist, this man did his job.
Good job,
like,
dude.
He did his fucking job. Mm-hmm. He released a copy of the published patent application. On the first page, the first paragraph states, the present invention relates to a new vaccine immunization for the prevention and or prophylaxis against the measles virus in vet. Okay, so the present invention relates to a new vaccine or immunization for the prevention and or prophylaxis against the measles virus infection and to a pharmaceutical or therapeutic composition for the treatment of IBD, a.k.a. inflammatory bowel disease.
Okay.
Particularly Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, and regressive behavioral disease, a.k.a. RBD, also referred to as pervasive developmental disorder. So basically what he's saying that is his vaccination is to prevent this developmental disorder, this regressive behavioral disease, which is a symptom of autism, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. So basically he's saying that his one immunization can prevent all of these conditions.
This guy's a fucking liar.
That's what he believes. That's what he's patenting.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
But before he described the research in
Tell me lies.
Before describing the research in Wakefield's 1998 paper in The Lancet at the same page, this patent explicitly states that the use of the MMR vaccine causes autism. So basically in his patent, he's like, we need to use my vaccine for measles because the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine causes autism. The verbiage states, it has now also been shown that the use of MMR vaccine, which is taken to include live attenuated measles vaccine virus, measles virus, mumps vaccine virus, and rubella vaccine virus, and wild strains of the aforementioned viruses, results in ileal lymphoid nodular hyperplasia, chronic colitis, and pervasive developmental disorder, including autism, aka RBD, in some infants. He was basically using his opinion that the MMR vaccine causes autism and these other conditions,
right,
quote unquote, other conditions, to try to get his one measles vaccine to replace the 3-in-1 MMR. He's a fucking idiot. Well, and he's a fucking liar, and he's a fucking con artist. He's trying to con the world into believing that I shouldn't vaccinate my kids with these three, the 3-in-1, but I should go get them stuck 3 times with these and more because you have to get boosters of every single freaking vaccine that you get. Mm-hmm. So this 3-in-1, the 3-in-1, you have to get the shot and then 2 boosters. Mm-hmm. In this case, you're going to have to give your kid 9 shots.
Yeah, no, thank you. The thing, what kills me in like learning about this now is that from this guy, this anti-vaxxer movement has started. And no one knows like where it stemmed from. Like, I don't think people who are actually like on board with this realize that this joker, what he was up. I mean, you've done your research, obviously.
They don't know. Okay, here's the problem with the anti-vaxxers. They have it in their mind, and they have it in their mind that vaccines, not just the MMR, but vaccines, period. Yeah. Vaccines cause autism. Okay. No. That's the first part. The second part is they pick and choose old ass research that has already been debunked.
Yeah.
To support their opinion.
Right. Look at
if they even like do any research at all.
Probably not.
This man, but the problem is that he's still around. He's still around, and he's still
spouting this shit off.
Yes, he's no longer a doctor. He's no longer a practicing physician.
Right.
But he's still out there.
Oh, he's one of those deny it till you die motherfuckers. He hasn't said, oops, my bad, I was wrong.
Because I believe that some of these people don't even actually know what he did.
Exactly. I didn't know what he did. I didn't know who he was.
But Jenny McCarthy, a celebrity, a well-known celebrity who is on a very popular television show right now.
She's been on a lot of popular shows.
Uses him. She supports him. So she uses his bullshit, bunk-ass, fucking fake-ass research
I'm gonna tweet her
to
right
support
now.
Her opinion.
No, I gotta tweet this man.
Because her son has autism.
Yeah.
But her son is very high-functioning.
Yeah.
We have a person that was or used to be or is, I don't know, their adult son since I've known them. I've known their son, their non-autistic son, since I was in sixth grade. His younger brother, who is now in his...
Oh,
his brother
yeah.
has... He's very... He has autism. He's non-verbal. But he takes... Understands, and he... But he's non-verbal. He doesn't speak. He makes grunts, and he, you know... But he can follow directions,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't speak.
Okay.
He's not as high-functioning as some, but he's not... completely debilitated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, it's a spectrum disorder. There's people that are completely, like, wheelchair-bound, and then there are people that are able to go out and make their way in the world. There's people that they don't have control of their own bowels.
Really?
That have autism. That, yeah.
Wheelchair-bound?
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't say wheelchair-bound, but they don't have control of their own...
faculties.
Bowels. That's and faculty. Such. Well, faculties is mental faculties.
Okay.
So there is a spectrum. And his is diagnosed as autism. He can't drive.
Right.
I think he worked at the high school, while he worked at the high school doing like cleaning, not cleaning, but like in the cafeteria, like wiping down the tables and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not able to like, do banking or, make decisions for himself.
High.
Yeah, he is like disabled. He's a dependent. So it just depends, like, what level they fall or where they fall on the spectrum.
So this is the bullshit. So... When did he get his shit taken? His license.
He was barred from practicing medicine in the UK. He was barred from practicing in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, he sued Channel 4 for libel. In January 2005, before he was barred from practicing medicine, Wakefield initiated libel proceedings against Channel 4, the independent production company, 2020, and Brian Deere, the Sunday Times, against Deere personally, along with his website, braindeere.com. Within weeks of issuing his claims, however, Wakefield sought to have the action frozen until after the conclusion of the General Medical Council's proceedings against him. Channel 4 and Deere sought a high court order compelling Wakefield to continue with his action or discontinue it. After a hearing on 27 October and 28 October, that's obviously British speak for the date, October 27th and 28th, 2005.
That's obviously British speak.
Justice David Eady ruled against a stay of proceedings. He said, "It thus appears that the claimant wishes to use the existence of the libel proceedings for public relations purposes and to deter other critics, while at the same time isolating himself from the downside of such litigation in having to answer a substantial defense of justification. I'm quite satisfied, therefore, that the claimant wished to extract whatever advantage he could from the existence of the proceedings while not wishing to progress them or to give the defendants an opportunity of meeting the claims. So basically he's like, listen, Wakefield, basically you're trying to get famous off this shit.
Yeah.
You're trying to use this to your fucking advantage, and it ain't happening. So let's go and proceed with this fucking shit. I'm not gonna stop them from doing what they're doing because they're doing their job, right. And you can deal with it, or you can stop fucking like trying to sue these people. Basically.
Knock it off.
So here are the accusations against him, or the allegations against him. He spread fear that the MMR vaccine might lead to autism, and even though he knew that his own lab had carried out tests whose results dramatically contradicted his claims that the measles virus had not been found in a single one of the children concerned in this study, and he knew, or ought to have known, that there was absolutely no basis at all for his belief that MMR should be broken up into single vaccinations. So there's that one.
Bullshit.
He gravely abused the children under his care by unethically carrying out extensive invasive procedures, on occasion requiring three people to hold a child down, thereby driving nurses to leave and causing his medical colleagues serious concern and unhappiness. He improperly and or dishonestly failed to disclose to his colleagues and to the public that his research on autistic children had begun with a contract with solicitors, lawyers, mm-hmm. who were trying to sue the manufacturers of the MMR vaccine, and he improperly or dishonestly lent his reputation to the International Child Development Resource Center, which promoted to very vulnerable patients expensive products for whose efficacy, as he knew or should have known, there was no scientific evidence.
Wow.
The ruling states that the views or conclusions of the GMC disciplinary body would not, so far as I can tell, be relevant or admissible, that Channel 4's allegations go to undermine fundamentally the claimant's professional integrity and honesty, and that it cannot seriously be suggested that priority should be given to the GMC proceedings for the resolution of issues. So basically they're like, fuck you, dude. You're a liar. You fucked over all these people. You fucking lied about how much money you were going to get. Yeah. You didn't tell us that you were freaking planning a rival freaking vaccination, and you are a dirty asshole, and you deserve whatever comes to you.
Well, nobody likes a dirty asshole. We've talked about this before.
So basically, he committed fraud. He committed fraud by not freaking disclosing the financial gain that the financial benefits that he was receiving because these attorneys were trying to sue MMR, manufacturers. He didn't disclose the fact that he had a freaking patent going on for another vaccine. Mm-hmm. He was fucking with kids, you know, abusing them basically mm-hmm. by doing procedures on them that they didn't need, that were wrong, that didn't prove any type of causation.
He was like doing like endoscopies and colonoscopies and all kinds of shit on
those kids. Exactly,
because
he was doing gastroenterological tests.
Yep.
He's a fucking dirty, he's a shitty asshole, and he needs more than this. And these celebrities and these anti-vaxxers that are behind him are out of their fucking mind.
Period.
How would you like it if that was your child that he was testing? You had to have three people hold your child down so that, you know, he could test your kid and basically inflict pain, cruel and unusual punishment to your child because you wanted to prove a point that you believe that this vaccine caused your child to have this condition. You're an idiot. Nobody wants to get their kids, you know, to take their kids to have shots, let alone have all these other things happen to their children. Mm-hmm. And these are kids that can't speak up for themselves. Basically, he to this day denies that he did anything wrong. He believes that everything that he's doing is right. He believes that he has the moral high ground because vaccine manufacturers and medical doctors and the medical community is covering up the fact, his opinion, but he calls it a fact, that this vaccine is causing this condition. Meanwhile, we have Karens and Beckys walking around talking about, I'm not getting my kid vaccinated and that's my choice because I think that they're going to get this particular condition f- from this particular vaccination.
Yeah.
Also, now that they've stopped vaccinating, a lot of these idiots have stopped vaccinating their children, we have a resurgence of conditions that we had eradicated in this country. And people are, kids, children are dying from measles. Your boys are going to be sterile because they're catching the fucking mumps. And rubella is going to take out half of your family. Congratulations, you anti-vaxxer morons.
Look what you done did. Because remember when Disneyland had a measles outbreak?
Yes. Because, my kids don't need the vaccine. Let them get it. Let them get it. Half these kids that are getting it are going to die. I had a kid when I was in fourth grade who died of chickenpox. And I remember that. He was in another another teacher's class. And, like, she came to our class and, like, talked to our teacher. And our teacher had told us that this kid died of the freaking chickenpox.
I could have died of chickenpox.
No, you didn't.
I had some scarlet fever at the same time. So, yes, I could have.
But then what would it have been? Scarlet fever or chickenpox that did you in?
It would probably have been the scarlet fever.
I doubt it. But anyway, scarlet fever doesn't have vaccination.
Mom said I could have died, Brandy.
Nobody dies of scarlet fever.
I'm going to Google it right now. All right, so this guy's a piece of shit.
He is a POS. And if you're an anti-vaxxer and you're listening to this podcast...
Slap yourself in the forehead.
I don't. I am not sorry. And you need to freaking... take your, prioritize the greater good over your idiotic opinions. I don't support you. We have nothing in common. I feel like you need help. And that's all.
Okay, maybe I couldn't have died. But maybe it would have been the chickenpox that got me.
I think that kid had some other issues. Like, chickenpox is a virus. It passes through your system in a week. You're fine.
Well... if left untreated, scarlet fever can lead to a serious complications, including rheumatic fever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why it's called scarlet fever. Okay, and?
Kidney damage, ear infection, skin infections, pneumonia, and sepsis. Mom was like, I took care of you. It's like, thanks for keeping me alive, Mom. You don't have to be jealous. It's fine. I understand. All right, cool. This guy's a piece of shit. Everybody, he's a piece of shit. Okay.
He's an idiot, and he's again, the
shit that he did is still having effect.
He's still doing it. That's the problem. He's still doing it. He's not doing, like, he is involved in another organization that still does research, but he can't do it because he is no longer a doctor.
Right.
But he's like the messiah for anti-vaxxers. It's so stupid.
Oh, no, because when I looked up Jenny McCarthy, she's still caping for this motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is. And that's why I'm like, she's an idiot.
Hopefully she's getting paid.
I understand her son has issues, but look, her son has been on her show, and her son is very high functioning. He's not disabled. You know what I mean? And by disabled, I don't mean he doesn't have autism. I mean, he is not... He is not dependent the way other children are, or other adults are, even. And by the way, children who have autism are fucking brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what her problem is.
So what's the problem?
Exactly. They are very brilliant. So, it's just, it's a different way of processing information.
Right. Like Anthony. Hey, Anthony, how are you? His children are autistic. He says they're extremely autistic.
So they might be like super dependent where they can't,
I believe
he has to take them everywhere.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if they're teenagers yet or not, Anthony. Maybe we'll have him on, but he takes care of his kids. But I think they're older children. They like to listen to music and stuff like that.
Yeah. But people who are like, oh, dude, I'm not vaccinating my kids. You're putting everyone else's children at risk now because you decided you took it upon yourself. That's why they don't, at least in California, they don't allow unvaccinated children to go to school.
Yep.
So, be prepared to homeschool your kids.
Oh, you are prepared. We're doing it now, right?
I mean, back when schools come back.
Prep.
Come back online.
Tag.
Speaking of which, Anthony, if you're listening, send me your address via email, and I will send you some puzzle piece earrings.
Yay! I hope you wear them, Anthony.
he probably won't, but I mean,
we'll still
he can have them, or I can make it into a pendant. Not a big deal.
No bigs. All right, cool. So this guy's a jerk. Anyway, Brandy, what's your thumbs up for the week? Ugh,
jeez. Okay, so we're going to Utah. We're going to Utah. My thumbs up is that my grandfather-in-law was a jewelry maker, and apparently there's tons of jewelry making supplies, stones, and whatnots in Utah waiting for me.
Sweet.
I really want a soldering kit, and I'm hoping to at least just get, if anything, I'm hoping that he has like a soldering plate and a torch. If I can get those two things and maybe some flux, I will be happy. I'm really intrigued to see the stones. He used to polish, like, he used to, like, grab rocks and, like, polish them. So, I, you know, want to see. And, oh, he has a rock polisher, which I think I want, because there's plenty of rocks in the desert, and I'd love to polish some rocks and see what comes of them.
That would be cool.
So, you know, if I can just get a couple of, you know, of gems, not actual gems, but gems.
Bunch.
Yeah, you know, in jewelry making supplies, equipment, whatever, I'd be happy about, you know, taking the trip. Also, we're getting a car, so that's awesome too, because basically my car is trying to explode. So we're getting a car for free. I'm into it. What's your thumbs up?
I have been watching Doomsday Preppers, and these people, I bet you all of them are in their bunkers right now. They've all, quote-unquote, what they call bugged out.
Jim Baker is a Doomsday Prepper.
I know, you told me that. But I've been watching it, and it's episodes from, like, 7 years ago.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
People are like, oh, you know, we're expecting a financial crisis, the crash of America, cyber terrorists. And then one was like they were expecting an outbreak of smallpox. I was like, oh my God, this is the closest thing of what we got.
Well,
not done.
Barack Obama predicted that there would be a pandemic very soon.
Yeah. It's been 100 years, and there's been a whole bunch of books that they're saying it's going to be around this time. So it has happened. So I really want to talk to a doomsday prepper. I want to see, like, what they're doing right now or, like, after this, after they come out of their bunker or whenever they decide to come out of their bunker. I'm wondering, like, what's going on with these people and how they've, you know, because on Doomsday Preppers, like, you know, they go through their whole ordeal and they go through a scenario of something happening and they tell people how long they have in their bunker and, you know, with their water and their food and their shelter and their...
Who tells them?
I think they call them Doomsday Prepper experts or something like that. They evaluate their preps and what they have going on. There's people that, you know, are doomsday preppers that are always on the move, always driving around, so they won't get caught up anywhere.
They're like Mad Max.
Yes, they have caches hidden all over the place. And Brandy, they've bought bunkers, buried them in their backyard, and they have a bunker where they could survive. It is the best thing that you could watch right now. Because these people are so extreme, but I'm like, I'm not a prepper, but I am a prepper because I feel like I could get some tips because I need rice. I'm out of rice. I can't find rice nowhere. They got like 25 bags, pound bags of rice.
The funny thing is I don't even eat rice, so I'm like not even
I wanted
about
to make
rice.
Mexican rice the other day. I couldn't do it. I've been eating, you know, couscous, quinoa, and, you know.
That's because you're dependent on grains. I don't
eat I like don't that. Eat meat, so yeah, exactly. I've been eating a lot of fish lately because I did, you know, decide to add that to my repertoire, but I am dependent on...
I don't eat grains like that.
Rice. Lentils.
I mean, I'm sure I would if I... Legumes. Like, if it came down to it...
I said it right. Legumes.
If it came down to it, I would eat the rice or eat the grains, but I don't like grains. Like,
okay, that's cool. But I've been watching that this week. I'm really excited to get my chickens out into the coop this week.
Wait, okay, so do these doomsday preppers have chickens and, like,
yeah.
Do they have animals?
Yes,
like,
some people have chickens, some people...
They have pigs?
No, none of them really did. Only one family I watched, because it was only one season on Netflix, boo. But some people had chickens, and they had their chicken coop portable. All they had to do was go, they put it and loaded it up on the car, and they were in Utah.
Oh, God.
And so
they're probably pulling
some people in. Were like, hey, we need to, you know, get more livestock and do this and do that. This one family, they left America. They went to Costa Rica and started, like, living in Costa Rica just to be prepared because he was like, America's going to fail. There's so many people that want to, you know, that have it out for America. We're just going to leave.
And in case of a nuclear holocaust?
I guess. I don't know what his thing was. But he took his family to Costa Rica and taught them how to, like, butcher turkeys and what to do if they got lost in the jungle. And he had them eating bugs and scorpions and all kinds of nonsense. And it's just funny, like, when the kids are like...
You know what, though? I'd be pissed. I'd be like, why? We don't have to be eating scorpions right now. Why are we eating scorpions? Well,
his kids were super young. And he brought someone over to teach them how to cook the stuff. So grandma was eating it. She's like, it's okay. She liked the mealworms better than she liked the scorpion. But bleh, gross. And he was like, we've got a lot of food. We probably won't have to eat
these. Mealworms turn into beetles.
But we have to be prepared. It is insane. So, good entertainment, good fun to watch on Netflix.
Mealworms.
I have mealworms I give them to my chickens.
When I was in fifth grade, we had a mealworm farm. And we had a bunch of mealworms, and they turned into beetles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't even know what our teacher did with them. I think she just, like, let them out.
She ate them.
She's
a monster. Anyway, so I've just been, you know, trying to keep myself busy. I feel really good this week. Mentally wise,
how much wine have you had?
Brandy, I didn't drink wine for 2 days. And I was just, I need a drink. I need it so bad. But I'm doing really good.
I need it so bad.
Tomorrow's my birthday, so that's my thumbs up, too.
Oh, my freaking.
Tomorrow's my birthday, or if you guys are listening in podcast world, yesterday was my birthday, April 13th.
Abril.
Holla at a playa and tell me happy birthday.
This, Trece de abril.
Thanks. That's my birthday. So, hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Vaccinate your children, except with that Trump shit that they're trying to give us. So, bump all that. Bump that. We'll talk about that another time. But thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, leave us a review. Go ahead and subscribe and come back and listen to some of our previous episodes because they're there for you. We love you guys. So, visit our website, www.bookoflivespodcast. That has all of our links on there, our social, our Patreon, our swag, all that stuff.
And blog.
Our blog, too. And we are having a contest. So share this episode that you're listening to on social, and that is an entry, and you might win a shirt at the end of the month. Hey, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flake.
And this was Book of Lies, the podcast.
El podcast.
Adios. Bye-bye.